Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Many are surprised to learn what a full life a veteran with a disability can lead. For example, Steve Baskis is a 27-year-old veteran who is pursuing a college degree, has taken up mountain climbing, and is blind. Recently, on behalf of BVA and other blinded veterans, he visited the members of Congress to request additional funding for combat-related eye trauma research. He's also participated in Project Gemini, a program that links blinded vets in the U.S. with those in the U.K. To learn more, visit bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long way.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. For those folks who are tuning in for the first time, don't know what the show is about, well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. And as far as I'm concerned, anyone listening to this radio show, you're more than welcome to call up, whether you're sighted or you're blind or vision impaired or anything else. You're more than welcome to call up. Love to talk to you. The phone number to call up is 407-894-1680. And for those folks that, well, say they love the show, well, we'd love to hear from you as far as giving a donation. Don't forget, we're a nonprofit radio show. We certainly need your help. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Love to hear from you. If you'd like to donate, please call us. Some people just sent some checks in. We got the checks. I thanked a couple of them so far today. And a couple of them, we have, I think, two or three people, I'm not sure how many, that wrote to us and say, please don't tell folks that we gave. But the bottom line is they gave it. It was very nice of them, people that gave to us and didn't want anybody to know about it. Gary is still there? Gary, we lose you? Chris, you there?
Yes, I'm here. I was just on the other line with Gary. Lynn, you have to unmute Gary. He got lost. He got disconnected, and you just have to unmute him. He's in.
Oh, Lynn? Yes. Gary got off the air. You have to unmute him. Okay. So, these folks that don't know, we are doing the show from our homes. The only one in the studio is Chris Shaw. Our engineer, he's in the studio, and due to, well, what do you want to call it, electronics, we are doing the show from our home.
Thank goodness for electronics.
Yes,
technology.
And Gary is in his home. Gary, there now? Gary?
He's here.
Gary!
Yes,
I'm not talking.
I'm here.
Okay.
I got disconnected somehow.
Okay. Well, Gary's back, and if you folks want to call in, 407-894-1680. Love to hear from you.
Nice to hear some more stories.
Like to hear some more stories. If you have anything funny you want to say, whether you're sighted or blind, love to hear from you.
And listen, Mike, the listeners out there, you have until the very end of the show, the last, before we go on our last break, that's when Michael and Chris and we'll all discuss who's going to be the winner. And then the last segment of the show, we'll make that announcement.
So far, I think my friend who blew his nose with his $20 bill by mistake.
That's funny. That's an expensive nose
Kleenex.
Blowing.
Yeah. and the funny part is he's sighted.
Yeah.
That's a tip, so on the serious side, you wanted to mention some...
Well, we're going to talk about, in a few minutes, we're going to be talking about someone who's vision impaired or blind, moving around their house.
Navigating.
Because we understand some people use a cane in their own home when they're because they're blind. And Gary seems to feel, I don't know how you folks seem to feel, but if you're blind, that you shouldn't have to use a cane in your own home, because you should know your own home backwards, forwards, and sideways.
After you've been in it for a while, I mean, you don't do it the first week. You got to learn the pattern of your home. But and I got thinking about that, Michael, today. It was really funny when I first bought my home 16 years ago, a 1,600 square foot house, and there was no furniture in it at all. And Betty, the lady who helped me buy the house and all, she finally dropped me off after closing the house that day and dropped me off and left me at my new home. Man, you talk about getting confused in your own home. I mean, I didn't even know the home. I hadn't walked through it but one time, and I get lost in the bedroom.
No furniture in the house,
where
right?
I was.
At that time, there was no furniture in the house.
Yeah, because there was no furniture in the house, and you imagine how big that house feels then. And you ain't got nothing to touch or feel to make you say, oh, this is where I'm at. I tell you, I got lost in the guest bedroom for 10 hours.
If you remember, years ago, it was 2 or 3 years ago that I fell down, almost killed myself from upstairs on the second floor on the steps. That wasn't funny.
Nope.
But the point is...
Well, you called and told me about that, and I said, Michael, I says, you know, you, I says, it ain't, you know, a funny thing. I says, have you ever heard of trailing? Because he's never went to school for this, for blindness. And he goes, no, what's that? I says, well, you know, you put your hand out and you guide your fingers along the wall and you feel for each door, or you feel this, or you feel that. And then you start remembering, oh, this is where I'm at here, you know, and then, so... We tried that out.
Well, that's what you do in your own home. You trail. Is that it? That's the expression?
Trail.
You trail?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you trail. I mean, if you're really good, like, you know, I still trail. I go from one room to another room, and I got a long, going into my front room from my living room. There's a big couch here. So I basically don't touch with my fingers. I trail with my leg. I touch that couch all along until I get to the other end. Then I know I got to take a little left.
Not to interrupt you. The only problem is, see, you're lucky. Well, you're lucky and you're not lucky. You're lucky that you don't have anybody living with you. They don't have to move the furniture. But if you had another spouse living with you that was sighted and they kept on changing furniture, well, then you have a problem.
That's no good. That's no good.
I know I have a problem in the refrigerator. When Lynn messes me up and changes things in the refrigerator, right, Lynn?
Well, yeah, because the real estate changes as things get.
So what happens is.
Finished.
She's sighted, so she can read. I can't read the contents. I don't know what it is. So when I know if it's on the second shelf, what it's supposed to be, but if she moved things out from the second shelf and put it in the fourth shelf, then I got a problem.
Right.
So I'd like to discuss all this. So if you have anything that you would like to talk about, if you're vision impaired or blind, or even sighted, if you'd like to call
Well, the thing is, Michael, do they use a cane? How do you all people do different things? I'm sure everybody does things differently. But if you don't use a cane, how do you get around your house without a cane?
Because I know some people who are blind in their own home, they use a cane, which I think, well, my personal opinion is, like Gary said, you should be able to learn how to trail. Is that the expression, trail?
Trail. That's exactly trail. What they teach in the schools, trailing.
Trailing. So, because... I'd like to hear from somebody. If you have anything to say, why don't you call up and discuss it with us? 407
894-1680.
Well, my wife tells me all the time she doesn't like when I'm, like, dead tired or dog tired or whichever one you want to call it. She said, I hear things crackling in the house, and it'd be simple stuff. And she said, I just wake up out of my bed, and I'll do something. So she told me one time I woke up out of my bed, took my shirt off, and walked outside the door. Because I heard something, and I said, "Why y'all looking for me and bothering me?"
You know, I just thought of something, which is not funny. But the folks that are sighted, if you live in a hurricane area, then you understand. If you have a hurricane and going on, you lose your power in your house, and all the lights go out, you have no power. Then you got to go around in the dark. Now you know what it's like being blind, because if the house is totally pitch black. And you know if you're blind, you'd be the same thing. How do you get around the house? Well, Gary says it's trailing. So I guess you could learn, if you're sighted, that same approach of trailing, even though you're sighted, because if the house is pitch black and you got to get around the house and you have a hurricane, pitch black. Yeah.
And that's one thing I say, Michael, when we lose our power during a hurricane, when we lose the power, I have the advantage now. I know how to get around my house just as good as when the power was on.
Okay, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. A lot more coming up. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Hope you call in. We're going to break. Don't go away.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches, and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform, perform for you.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter. ATIA 2021 AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitors' experience and all the prizes ATIA's exhibitors are giving away. This year, there is also a range of registration options, including a free option. Plus, for the month of November, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21Vision. Learn more by visiting ATIA.org/blind and beyond.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements.
1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind Beyond radio show. Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. And before I introduce my co-host again, Lynn Golder, the next guest we'll have, if you would like to call and ask her any questions, feel free to call and ask questions if you would like to. Lynn, I think you'll introduce.
Okay, well, our next guest caller, we're welcoming for the first time. She's calling in from Manhattan, which that is, we're happy to say. And we'd like to welcome for the first time Helene Rutledge. And Helene is the co-founder of a product called Upgrade. And I will let Helene tell you all about it. And welcome, Helene.
Thank you. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Same here.
So explain to the audience, what is Upgrade?
Sure. So Upgrade is the company that I co-founded. My co-founder is Justin Kamine, and we came together to start a company that has offers customers solutions if they want to be proactive about their health. So we have some products, and our first one is Perform Daily Inflammation. And basically, it is for those kind of aches and soreness that everybody gets every day, but it's a preventative mindset. So it's a product that you take daily, and it helps return your body to a normal state of inflammation. So so that's our first product. But Upgrade is more than just products. We also offer education and a community. We have a health hub, so you can learn more about inflammation and what happens in your body. And our community is people who share tips and information with each other. So we really want to change healthcare from being all about sick care and more about taking charge of your healthy lifestyle.
So as far as upgrade, so when you get out of bed in the morning, a lot of times you might have a
stiff knee or sore back. Yeah.
So you're saying Upgrade could help on this situation? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. So inflammation is really your body's way of reacting to when there's an injury or there's some sort of problem. And it's normal and healthy when you have an injury that your body has an inflammatory response. But what's not normal is if that inflammation stays around in your body after the injury has resolved. And that's what's called chronic inflammation. And that's really bad. It can be damaging to your joints. So if your body is responding natural to those normal, aches and soreness that you get every day, then it's not damaging. So what Upgrade does is it helps minimize that inflammation. So you're really naturally taking care of, those normal aches and soreness that everybody gets.
Just like a vitamin?
So it is a supplement, but it's a functional supplement with a botanical ingredient that botanical ingredients with clinically studied data behind them. So unlike other vitamins, this has really benefits that you can feel over time. It's not a fast-acting pain reliever, so it's not something that works very quickly, but it builds up in your body and allows your body to naturally deal with keeping inflammation in the healthy range.
Does it have any side effects?
No, because all of these ingredients are basically derived from food. Turmeric is an Ayurvedic herb, ashwagandha as well, and there's tart cherry and ginger root extract. So these are food ingredients. They're so safe. They've been used in Ayurvedic medicine for hundreds of years. And that's what's great about a product like this, because it's safe to use. The only people we recommend not to use it is women who are pregnant or breastfeeding. But for anyone else, there are no side effects, unlike synthetic chemicals, where there's a long list of warning labels.
So you more or less answered my question. I was going to ask you, who would benefit from the program, from Upgrade Perform? I mean, all ages or older people or?
Yes, all ages. I think that the key here is, though, that this is really a prevention mindset. So it's the type of thing where if you're experiencing discomfort sort of in the normal range, it's going to work for you. Of course, if you have some acute injury or, you know, or have a medical condition that requires you to be seen by a doctor, then this isn't the product that would be strong enough to take care of that. So we recommend that this is the way to manage just the normal day-to-day stress that your body goes under. And, you know, if something is a more serious thing that would require prescription drugs, then that would be something you need to see a doctor for.
Could this be used for people in sports?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you know, the clinical data behind our product shows that this product shortens recovery time. So when muscles are sore, they recover faster with this product. And there's actually data that shows that people who take Advil or ibuprofen for muscle recovery, it actually slows muscle recovery. So unlike some of those products that cause numbing in your body, which can lead to further injury, our product works very differently than that.
A good portion of our audience, Helene, is we're baby boomers. And so we're all starting to experience the aches and pains. So this, I would think, would be really good for the baby boomers.
Oh, for sure. I'm not going to say how old I am, but...
well, I already admitted how old I am.
It's definitely helpful.
yeah. So there. How is Upgrade Perform different than other products that might be on the market that target joint pain and inflammation? What makes Upgrade Perform? Why should people order the Upgrade Perform?
Sure. And you hit on this. This is a nutritional supplement, mm-hmm. and not all supplements are created equal. So okay. We're different because the botanical ingredients that we use are standardized and backed by clinical data. And more importantly, the way I've formulated the products are so that they're bioavailable, which means that they can be absorbed by the body and they're in your blood at the right concentration so that you know they're going to work. And for supplements, there are many other products on the market that make false promises.
Mm-hmm.
And the FDA regulations for supplements state that supplements cannot diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or condition. So if you see a product saying things that sound too good to be true, mm-hmm. it's probably not true. And technically for supplements, you can't even use the word pain because pain is a word that is related to disease. So every claim that we make for our product has been substantiated scientifically and follows the FDA regulations in terms of what we can and cannot say about it.
Tell us what would be a typical regime, or is there not a typical? Everybody's different. What do you do? How do you take it?
Yeah, so the important thing is that you take 2 tablets daily, and you have to take it consistently because it builds up in your body. So the turmeric or the curcumin it works in the body. It gets to a level in about 2 to 4 weeks that it's at its full effectiveness. Then the other ingredient, ashwagandha, we have data that shows it reduces cortisol levels within days.
That's me.
There you go, yep. Michael.
That's how I went blind.
Oh, my gosh.
He did. He had too much cortisol.
I had too much cortisol in my brain.
Wow.
Due to stress.
Cortisol is a very powerful stress hormone, as you know.
Yeah.
And the ashwagandha that we use is an adaptogenic herb that allows the body to balance the cortisol level. So the immediate reduction is what most people feel when they start taking the product. People say like within 3 to 5 days, they start to feel that. And the reason why the formula is great is because when you reduce the cortisol levels, then it allows the curcumin to be even more effective because your body is then able to absorb the that active ingredient and get to steady state faster.
Yeah, when I went to the hospital, and I got my two opinions from Bascom Palmer in Miami and Will's Eye in Philadelphia, and they said my cortisol was too high. They both said I should have done a lot of yoga in my life.
Yoga.
I said yoga because that would have helped me with stress. And you're saying these pills, if I would have been taking these pills, maybe I wouldn't have gone blind.
I'm sure Helene's very familiar with the garment industry, and that's where Michael was for 45 years. So hence the stress. But we didn't know anything about Upgrade in those days.
I live right near 7th Avenue, so I know the garment district.
Probably 1407 Broadway and West 33rd. Those are two buildings I was in for years. 1407.
Wow. Just living in New York is stress.
That's right. You know what, Gary, you're right. Right, you're right. Wow, so that's very interesting.
Okay. Yeah, and of course, we know that it's part of a healthy lifestyle. So to your point, Michael, stress can come at you in so many different directions. So that's why we're so happy to have our education hub as well as communities of support, because there is no magic pill. Basically, it all starts with a good, healthy diet, getting good sleep, good exercise, and then our supplements help give the body that extra boost to be able to keep up with those things that we all know are the way to be proactive about our health.
Hmm. Well, what you said, it's hard for me. My mind is trying to adjust it when you said about that cortisol. That's something.
Yeah.
Most people in the blind community doesn't even know about that. Or even if you're visually impaired or you're sighted, those people listening that are sighted
recently that
they don't know. But if you look up stress, yeah, I was just trendsetter the wrong way. I was a trendsetter.
Yeah.
The wrong way.
Yeah.
But people don't understand when you look up what stress can do to you, it can make you go blind, it can give you cancer, and you're saying that if you take these pills, it will help
the
cortisol.
Supplement. Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yep. It does help reduce the cortisol levels. And then the turmeric, the curcumin, is also a very powerful Ayurvedic treatment, which there are a lot of things that, as I mentioned, we can't say in the United States about how it works because it's a supplement. But you mentioned that two ladies were calling in from Canada. In Canada, turmeric is actually approved for arthritis, literally, because their regulations are a little bit different than they are in the U.S. So people who have stiffness in their joints, people who want to increase their range of motion, people who want to be more comfortable, taking that, 3-mile walk. The curcuminoids are what stay in your body and remain active. And we have some people who took the product and then, were subscribing and taking the product for months and then stopped for one reason or another. And they said they didn't realize how much it worked until they stopped taking it and then the pains came back. So so we have many testimonials of people who see the benefit of taking it every day over the long term.
Okay. Well, why don't you spell out the website for everybody, because it's not spelled the way they think it's spelled. And it's also on our website. But tell everybody how they can find out more information about Upgrade.
Sure. Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
It's upgraid.com. And you see the AID is how we're aiding everyone with
right.
our product.
And very importantly, if they mention promo code RADIO20 at the checkout, our listeners will receive 20% off on all orders. Yes?
Yes, that's great.
Okay. Well, thank you, Helene. We learned a lot tonight. I know something else that I have to try for my achy knees.
And it's on our website. We're going to have you on pills. Lynn, we're going to have you on pills.
On our webpage,
really,
if you want to contact Upgrade, it's on our webpage.
Yes,
so take a look at Upgrade, and all the phone number and everything's there about Upgrade. It sounds really tremendous. I'm just sorry that I didn't take
it. Really is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
We look
forward you for
to having you again. Be
we look
safe.
Forward to having you back.
Have a happy
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
You too. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Okay, Michael.
Well,
I believe we're going to break, Chris.
That was something. Yeah. See what happens later in life. They always come up with things. We're going to break. We'll be back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is for the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Boom, 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 boom. EasyKit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries' CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform perform for you.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter. ATIA 2021 AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitors' experience and all the prizes ATIA's exhibitors are giving away. This year, there is also a range of registration options, including a free option. Plus, for the month of November, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21Vision. Learn more by visiting ATIA.org/blind and beyond.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, if you'd love to call in, love to hear from you, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Before we go any further, I got something to say. And my co-host, Lynn Dog, doesn't want to hear it, but I've got to say it. You know why she doesn't want to hear it? Because in a couple of days from now, it's her birthday.
You're not going to tell my age, are you?
Oh, no, I'm not going to tell your age. I'm not telling her age. She won't let me tell her age. But it's her birthday in a couple of days, the 9th of December. So today's the 6th. So in the middle of the week's her birthday, I just want to tell you, if anyone wants to call up and say happy birthday to Lynn, more than welcome. Right now, we're going to go to trivia. Trivia time. And then we're going to discuss it. Okay. Listen to this. Listen to the song.
Listen, Lynn. We're going to dedicate this jam just for you.
Oh, that's quite a good song.
My good friend from Detroit, Michigan. You know him as Stevie Wonder.
That's right.
I call him Stevie. And then we're going to go to the phone line before we go to our church.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Chris.
Oh, happy birthday to Lynn.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Lynn. And many, many more to come. I'm going to tell you, age, it's great to be 19. I got you.
Oh, thank you, Chris. It's a new birthday.
Listen, we got our dynamic duo back on the phone line. They got a funny story they want to give us.
All right.
Let's hear the funny story.
We're ready.
All right, the dynamic duo is in the building.
Hello. Hello. First of all, happy birthday, Lynn.
Happy birthday, Lynn. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Christine. Appreciate
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
I hope it's been a good day. I know it's not fun having a birthday in a pandemic, but hope it's as special as it can be.
At least I'm here during the pandemic. Yeah. That's the most important gift for myself.
So what's your funny story?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. Did you want to go first, Carrie?
And then I will. Due to the phone. Guys, I live with a low-vision roommate. She's got about 5% vision. Well, this is about 20 years ago, and I didn't know anything about low vision because I've never had sight, and I'm totally blind. So we went out to eat, and my roommate, she whispers to me, Carrie, somebody's watching us eat. There's a man watching us eat. And I'm going, Arlene, I said, there's nobody watching us eat. Come on. Yeah, right there. And I leaned over and I listened carefully and I tried to say a very covert and quiet, hello, hello. No one there. No one talked to this person. Nobody acknowledged the person. And then when the lights came on, because it was semi-dark in there, we found out, you guys, that it was a coat rack.
Oh, jeez. Coat rack.
You know, one of those coat racks, I don't know if you've seen them. They've got the arms, and there's a hat on top of its head. It's like a round ball.
Yeah. That's funny.
And
what she was doing, she was seeing features of that coat rack, which looked like a human.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I didn't know what that was like back then, because I was young and incredibly, well, not too much, I guess. Because I don't know, I didn't know then about the, because I met her when I was 20, but I didn't understand what it was to be low vision or visual. What's the word for it?
Partially low vision.
Sighted? Visually impaired.
Visually impaired. VI, visually impaired.
Yeah, thank you. Because I just didn't get it. I just totally couldn't grasp the concept.
All right. Well, that was a good one.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
I've got one, too.
Yeah, Christine, you have one?
Yes.
Nope.
This is also about a roommate. When I was in college, a totally blind girl and I were getting a townhouse together. We had finally left the dorms and we were getting our first apartment. Now, at that time, I could see a little bit out of my left eye. I could tell colors. Now, when I was in the dorm, I had a half-gallon jug that I used when I made Kool-Aid. And I'd wash it out and make another flavor, wash it out, make another flavor. Well, my roommate was in her dorm room, and she had a half-gallon jug of 2% milk. So we move into our townhouse, and I'm sure we're putting all the food away and all that stuff. And we did not want to be bothered to cook a proper meal. We just said, we're tired. This place is a mess. We're a little bit hungry, but we don't want to be bothered to do anything. So we poured ourselves some bowls of Honey Nut Cheerios. Now, I drank milk in a gallon jug, so I had no problem putting milk on my Cheerios, and I was eating them. And my roommate, her name was Christy, said, you know, my milk's starting to turn. I said, would you like my milk? Because you know, she thought it was at that phase where it wasn't tasty anymore, but it still wouldn't hurt you. And I said, I could let you use some of my milk if you want. She's like, oh, no, I can do this, blah, blah, blah. So we're eating, and she's like, ew, this milk is gross, and we're just talking about, you know, how we're going to get our place unpacked. And I don't know what made me go to the fridge, but I did. And I said to her, which jugs? There was 2 half-gallon jugs in the door. I said, which one of these jugs in the door did you pour on your Honey Nut Cheerios? She said, oh, the one on the end. And I said, the one on the end is blue raspberry Kool-Aid. She had maybe half of her bowl of Cheerios happily, but then when she found out that Kool-Aid was on them, she wasted no time putting the rest down the disposal.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah, but it wasn't bad. So the answer is this way. Yeah. So.
Really?
Well, thank you, girls. We have another
Thank you, girls. We have another caller.
Thank you.
So, oh, you're welcome.
We have Bill.
We're going to vote. They're going to
Okay, we have Bill calling in from, where's he calling in from?
Bill from Delray Beach.
Delray Beach. Bill from Delray Beach. Bill, are you there, Bill?
Hi, Bill.
Yes, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, Bill.
Yeah,
what do you have to say, Bill? What's that, buddy?
Yeah, the singer of that song was Stevie Wonder.
Oh, that wasn't a trivia.
Oh, I thought you were saying you were doing trivia,
Yeah, but that was because of our birthday.
That was Chris playing that for my birthday.
Oh, yeah. But he said
Do you have a funny story?
Do you have a funny story?
No, not really.
Well, then call back so we know the next trivia.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Chris. Chris, the next trivia.
Maybe we can speak it in real fast.
Chris.
He's getting it. All right. Get off track.
Chris. Yeah, Chris?
He must be on the phone. He's on the phone. If he ain't answering us, he's on the phone. Well, we've had 2 stories. Hope somebody else comes up with a couple more stories. Why don't we have 2?
Because we're going to go off the air soon.
Chris, yeah. You there? He must have gone to the bathroom. Well, I can say that on the air.
You can say that. Didn't tell him where he went.
In the men's room.
Well, in the men's room.
What are you doing?
Are you in the men's room, Chris? Chris.
I might be taking addresses down or something.
Yeah.
So, Gary, I'm sad that you're not putting up your tree just because there's no one coming.
I don't know anybody who's putting up a tree.
Don't you want it just so you know it's there? It's
because I don't notice it's there. It just doesn't really bother me. It's just different this year for some reason, you know. It'll be different. You know, it takes a lot of work for Big Mike to come out over here and put the stuff up for me. I have so many decorations and between the 2, I usually put up 2 trees. You know, I got so many decorations.
Gary, tell everybody how many lights you put up every year.
The most I put up in this house was, Big Mike helped me 1 year, 5,000 lights.
5,000 lights.
You said 5,000 lights.
There was one beautiful Christmas. I mean, we only did it once because it took a lot of work to put them all up. You know, but
so
we tried.
Yes, sir. 5,000 lights. That's okay. A lot of lights.
Yeah, it is. A lot of lights.
I'll do the other trivia. Let's do the first trivia I told you. Do the fast trivia.
All right, let's go. We getting it. I said that was going to happen.
Great song, great song. Let's listen to this song. Who's singing the song?
Hey, girl, gather around. Because the water I'm putting down. Baby, I'm still a handyman. I'm not the kind that uses a pencil or a rule. I'm handy with the love and I'm no fool. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can. If your broken hearts need repair, I'm the man to see. I whisper sweet things, you tell all your friends, they'll come running to me. Here is the main thing I want to say. I'm busy 24 hours a day. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can.
Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that? That was a big song. Who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. And while we're waiting for someone to call in and get that song, who's singing it? 407-894-1680. If you have any funny stories to tell us, whether you're sighted, whether you're vision impaired or blind, we're going with funny stories. So far, I think the best people like is my one with the $20 blowing your nose with a $20 bill.
But
I'm not in the contest.
All right.
You're in the contest.
Okay, so we got Howie on the phone line. Howie.
Okay. Howie. What's up, Howie?
I'm trying to remember. He just told me. My mind went blank just that quick. Howie is from.
Hello, Howie.
Howie, are you there?
Hi, yes.
Howie, where are you from again? You just told me.
I'm in Delray. I'm in Delray Beach,
that's
Florida.
Right. Delray.
Delray Beach.
Yes.
He's back in Florida. But I got a question for him. When's the last time
birthday,
you won?
Lynn.
Thank you, Howie. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Sweet 16?
yeah. I wish.
I think, didn't Howie win back in November? November the 8th, right? I believe it was November 6th, 7th.
I'm looking.
It's a long time ago.
Okay, Howie, you got to wait before you can't give it in. You got to wait through. You got 2 more days, Howie, before it's actually officially 30 days.
No, it was 5 weeks ago. Check it out. It was November 1st,
8th.
I think.
November. No, we got you down for November the 8th.
That's right. So next Sunday you can
win. Next Sunday you can win.
So we got you next Sunday, Howie.
Right.
But hold on one moment, all right, Howie?
Unless you have a funny story. You have a funny story.
No, I just wanted to wish Lynn a happy birthday.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Right. Enjoy your day.
Michael and Chris, thank you. Appreciate it. Michael and Chris and Gary, I guess you guys are going to have to vote.
Yeah.
The only one to call in was a dynamic duo.
Well, then,
I say both of them were funny because the cereal was funny.
What I said,
cereal was better.
Yeah.
I think cereal was good.
Are you guys, you're
voting? Yeah, I go along with that. The cereal is the best.
Okay.
That's how I'm telling you, it was along with mine, with the taste.
Yeah, I love, because you can't mess up Honey Bunches of Oat cereal, but you did. You messed up the cereal. You done poured lemonade and Kool-Aid in your cereal. Who has white Kool-Aid?
So she just won herself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Christine. All right, Christine. I'm surprised we could add a little
dish dog soap to that cereal. it's cream.
Would anybody guess that person was singing the song?
For the winner of
407-894-1680. Anybody know that song?
Well, you know what?
That was a big song.
Well, what, you know,
who was singing it?
Yeah. Are we waiting for the phone to ring?
Yeah, I guess so. In a minute, I'm going to tell you who's singing it.
Well, while you're doing that, how about I do the tell who's coming on next week?
Yeah, tell who's coming on.
Yeah, you can do that.
I can do that. So we'd like you to join us next week, same time, same place. And co-host Sheila Young will be in the Zoom room with us. And guest callers include Peter Cucciavi from Spectrum Access, Malachi Fallon from Xavier Society for the Blind, and Tammy Russo, owner of Missy Kit, will be here to give you some creative ideas and ideas for presents to buy for your family and friends. That you
and that's a contest for the television with Peter.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Gary. Yeah, Peter will be announcing the winner next Sunday night. Ooh, goody. Lots of fun things next Sunday night.
You only have a week to do it now.
Yeah, don't forget. You got to
send it in tonight.
Send it in tonight by 11:59.
A funny story.
It doesn't count. No, it's not a funny story.
A good story.
Why you like using the Spectrum Access app. And don't forget to write to spectrumaccess@charter.com. That's all it is, spectrumaccess@charter.com. And it could be any product from Spectrum, he said. And you can be blind or sighted. It doesn't matter. Two or three sentences why you like using their products. So
nobody guessed who sang the last song. I'll tell you right now. The song is called Handyman. Handyman. And sung by a fellow named, I'll give you his first name is Jimmy. Last name is Jones. Jimmy Jones.
Oh, Lynn. Lynn, thinking their names. We did Mr. Grinch, but you never gave the name of the man that sung Mr. Grinch.
Okay, it is. The song was performed by Thurl Ravenscroft.
I couldn't have said that one.
The song, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, Christmas song that was originally written and composed for the 1966 cartoon special, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Lyrics are written by Theodore Dr. Seuss Geisel. We all know Dr. Seuss. And the music was composed by Albert Haig, and the song was performed by Thurl Ravenscroft.
And how popular was that song, Lynn? You tell me how popular that thing was.
And very popular.
Very popular.
That was a popular movie, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure Chris's kids have watched it a million times.
Okay, yep. I'm back. All
okay,
right.
Chris, so, what's up?
I was just on the other line talking with Howie.
Yeah.
And Howie wants to be a blessing and wants to be able to make a contribution.
Thank you, Howie.
Very nice.
Now, he gave me the 411, and he was like, he said, I got him mixed up. He said, Brad won on the 8th of November and not Howie.
Well, you know, these chaperones, let me see. I know Howie's listening. I have that Howie won. From Oceanside, Sunday, November 8th.
We have it the 8th.
Your call list.
According to your list,
Chris, sure.
The 8th.
Okay.
So that's the story. Yeah.
No problem. I got
so
you.
But we want to thank him so much.
Absolutely.
He's a sweetheart. We thank him so much.
And thanks for my birthday wishes.
And thanks for Lynn's birthday wishes. And thank him for a beautiful, nice gift.
We appreciate it.
Dedicated listener.
And happy
Dedicated
holidays.
Listener. Yep. Thank you. Have a happy
thank
holidays.
You. Thank you very much, Howie.
Okay, Chris, I guess that's a wrap.
Already?
And those folks,
it's a wrap.
I'll leave with one thought. Mm-hmm. For those folks that want to be like Howie and give, or like Nancy, and like the other people I mentioned before, if you want to give, please give, because the radio show really needs your help. Don't forget, we're a 501c3 nonprofit. So please give.
And I want to say one thing, Michael, to the audience. I want to wish everybody a happy Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Be safe, because I won't be able to talk to you till next year.
And be healthy, right?
Yeah,
now.
Be healthy. And wear a mask.
Wear a mask, exactly.
Thank you for coming on, Gary. We appreciate it, as always, year after year after year. Thank you, Chris,
yes.
Year after year. We appreciate you.
And if anybody's near Mount Dora, try Pizza Shop. Great food.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week.
Hey, Carter.
Stay well.
Carter told me to tell you hi.
Hi, Carter.
Hi, Carter. Take care.
Hey, Carter. Hey, Carter. Merry Christmas, Carter.
You can listen to Carter right after us.
Be safe. God bless you all. Take care.
Bye-bye. Be good.
All right, good night.
Be safe.